Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
It is the Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Monday, May 12th, 2025. And how appropriate, we had the Celtics call on that open because they're probably not going to hear that again this year. Their championship hopes are probably dashed. I mean, listen, I'm trying to be fair. I don't want to say it's over definitively. You know what happens when people make proclamations, and I don't want to be on Cold Takes Exposed later on.
I think you can make a proclamation that the Celtics are not winning this finals this year. I think you're safe.
Stranger things have happened. The Knicks do lead the series 3-1 by virtue of a Game 4 win today in New York, 121-113. Finally, the Knicks win a game at home. They have been struggling. Here is head coach Tom Thibodeau on the Game 4 reaction to the win.
And obviously, you know, we got in a hole, but I love the way we fought back. Showed a lot of toughness and more discipline in the second half. And then timely plays, everyone working together on both ends of the floor. So I think it starts with your defense. And then you have to have a lot of toughness, and then you have to do it together. And I thought the guys did that.
Jalen Brunson, 39 points. Karl Anthony Towns was very effective, especially in the paint, with 23. Mikal Bridges had 23. OG Anunoby with 20 points of his own. Very well-rounded effort. Josh Hart, 6 points, but 9 boards, 5 assists, as Josh Hart would do. Great overall game from the New York Knicks, who won this game, and they won the series. Now, Jason Tatum did suffer an injury at the end, and it's going to keep him out the rest of the playoffs and potentially all of next year. It's got to be an Achilles, right? You know, we don't want to
I would think so.
Definitively, but that's the part of his leg that was hurt. And it looked very similar to what happened to Damian Lillard. So it could be a long time. It could be a tough recovery for him. He has been an Iron Man of sorts throughout his career. So there's going to be a lot of talk about that because it sucks when you see guys go down. And he had a great game himself with 42 points. But why I bring all this up is because the Knicks did earn it. They did earn this victory. I am all over the Pacers for beating teams that are hurt. But I think things were well in line. And I will give the Pacers credit for what they did yesterday, and I'll get into that throughout the night too. But the Knicks don't have anything to not feel bad about. They can collect their paycheck with not looking at their shoes. So they should be in good shape.
Yeah, hang your head high. Now let's go to the NBA draft lottery, which is totally not rigged. Nothing to see here. No conspiracy theories needed. The Dallas Mavericks. No, really. The Dallas Mavericks win the NBA lottery. Presumably they'll be taking Duke's Cooper Flag. Here is Flag on ESPN on a very weird draft show. I mean, it was very odd. On what it means to be headed for a team that's pretty much already built.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I didn't try and think about it too much. I feel like it's just kind of out of my control. So I'm just kind of going through the process like everybody else and just trying to enjoy every single moment because we only get to do this once.
It's weird that he's there.
It's so weird. That whole presentation was very odd. And I don't like that they're not, you know, drawing the numbers or the odds, whatever the case may be, in front of people. This leads to the whole, this is rigged.
Well, they did release it. They do tape it, and then they released it separate.
I don't believe it. I need to see it live, like the NHL did last week.
So they do. You can check out the NBA social media accounts, but it's after the fact. And they put in four. Our own Bill Reiter was in the room. He was in the room. He watched it.
I don't believe it.
It's weird that Cooper Flagg is there because he's going to be at the draft, but then he also comes to this lottery thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
and
you just
can
know
see
that
his
he's
reaction.
One.
You could see his reaction right away to. Because if you're the number one pick and you know who you're going to... But this, you are seeing... It's almost like you're the one doing the drafting, but you have no control over it. It is weird. It's weird that he's there, I think.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's whatever, but it's just weird that he's there.
Yep, totally rigged, totally fixed. There's no way that this was not orchestrated by the league. And I hate it. I'm completely out. I'm completely out on the NBA, except
You're
on playoff
completely
time.
Out on the NBA?
I have to make an exception for playoffs, but regular season, draft, all that other stuff, training camps, everything else, I'm out. Dude, this
Does
is
Does it have
so
anything
fixed.
To do with, since Chicago and Dallas had the same record, a coin flip determined who would have the 11th spot?
No.
And who would have the 12th spot?
No.
Chicago lost the toss, and Dallas got the 11th spot. So Chicago could have had Cooper Flagg.
Well, Chicago was never going to get Cooper Flagg because
they lost
this is
the coin toss.
It is a mediocre franchise. They are destined to lose in the play-in game. That's their ceiling. The roof is the ceiling. That's the Bulls. I was not surprised. All right, let's go to the other Western semifinals. That's not in progress. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Denver Nuggets. It's now a best of three after Oklahoma City took down Denver 92-87 game four yesterday in Denver. SGA led the team with 25 points, and he explains why he welcomes being the finisher for the Thunder.
I always feel like I have to. I always feel like those are the moments where the guy on the team earns his buck. You earn your money. You close games. You win games, and that's what everything's about: winning games. And the later you go in the season, the better the teams, the closer the games, and you need to rise to the occasion.
Just an absolutely disgusting first quarter. It was 17-8. I think the Nuggets were 2-22, 0-14 from three. It was bad. Maybe it wasn't that many, but it was bad. But the Thunder evened that one up. I think the thing with the Nuggets is, while they do have championship medal, they may be getting a little fatigued. You might be seeing that with Jokic a little bit. We'll see who comes out of the West. The Thunder and Nuggets are tied at two apiece. This Minnesota and Golden State game is massive. If the Knicks make the finals, could they play Isaiah Hartenstein? That'd be interesting, right? He was a former Knick. What if they made the finals and played the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Oh, that's good.
Who they made that trade with. You have Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle now with the Wolves. You've got Karl-Anthony Towns now with the Knicks. That would be, I mean, it would have helped both teams get to where they need to be, but now they got to face each other. That would be pretty wild. So we'll see how things play out.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.